Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. John Kerry meets with Russia's president. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he had frank talks about Ukraine, Syria, and Iran with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. Speaking at a joint news conference in Sochi with his counterpart Sergei Lavrov, the top U.S. diplomat said the talks come in the midst of a challenging time. A strong earthquake struck Nepal Tuesday, killing at least 41 people. Nepal's home ministry reported more than 1,100 injured. The U.S. Geological Survey said the 7.3 magnitude quake was centered about 80 kilometers east of the capital, Kathmandu. Jasmine Shakya is a quake survivor.
I felt really scared this time. After so many days, I didn't felt, there was an earthquake of like 4 to 5, but I didn't actually felt it. So this time it was very big.
The government and aid agencies have been working to provide food, water, and shelter in Nepal. U.S. officials say a U.S. Marine Corps helicopter disappeared in Nepal, that coming during relief efforts following the earthquake. A demonstrator was killed Tuesday when Burundi police opened fire on protesters in Bujumbura. More than a dozen people have been killed in the often violent protests over President Pierre Nkurunziza's plans to run for a third term in office. The United Nations has made an appeal to governments in Southeast Asia to increase search and rescue efforts for thousands of migrants and refugees believed to be stranded on smugglers' boats between Adama Sea and the Straits of Malacca. On Monday, Indonesia's Navy intercepted another boat full of migrants and refugees from Myanmar and Bangladesh off the coast of North Aceh. This is VOA News. U.S. nuclear security officials tell lawmakers that renewing a nuclear cooperation agreement with China is the best way for the U.S. to influence and improve China's non-proliferation record. Retired Air Force Lieutenant General Frank Klotz, an undersecretary in the Department of Energy, spoke to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. A 5-day humanitarian ceasefire is underway in Yemen. It was called to give the United Nations a chance to bring food and supplies to civilians caught in the middle of the conflict there. Shiite Houthi rebels and the Saudi-led coalition fought nearly right up to the last minute. Heather Murdoch reports.
In the hours and days ahead of the planned Tuesday night ceasefire, the conflict in Yemen intensifies, with Saudi Arabia sending tanks to its border with Yemen and fighting erupting after the Houthi army claimed to have shot down a warplane of the Saudi-led coalition. Bombs continued to rain down on the capital, Sana'a, and were reported in Aden, where some of the heaviest fighting has been recently. The United Nations says aid agencies are ready to sweep in with hundreds of tons of desperately needed supplies. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
United Nations officials in South Sudan say they have received reports of atrocities in an area that was recently abandoned by aid agencies due to the dangers there. The report comes amid a government offensive in South Sudan's 17-month-long civil war. Three Somali men pleaded guilty in a New York courtroom Tuesday to conspiring to help the terrorist group Al-Shabaab. By pleading guilty, the three avoid possible lifetime prison terms and will now serve up to 15 years behind bars. Two of the suspects, Ali Yassin Ahmed and Mohammed Youssef, are Swedish citizens. A third, Mahdi Hashi, lived in Britain before his citizenship was revoked. The next U.S. presidential candidate's presidential election is still more than 17 months away, but candidates are looking for the big issue for 2016. Jim Malone takes a look.
The economy is usually the top issue in any given election year, and Democratic pollster Celinda Lake predicts that it will likely be the case once again in the 2016 campaign.
Americans are still remarkably pessimistic about the economy despite the months of job growth.
For years, Lake and Republican pollster Ed Goez have worked together on the George Washington University Battleground poll. Republican Goez says he agrees the economy will be a top issue next year, but he says whichever party targets middle-class support will prevail. Jim Malone, Washington.
On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.